This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. The center has issued the notification for the first phase of census of India 2027. House listing operations will be conducted between 1st of April and 30th of September this year across all states and union territories during a 30-day period specified by each state or UT. The notification issued by the Home Ministry stated that the provision for self-enumeration will be available for a period of 15 days prior to the commencement of house-to-house house listing as per the schedule notified by each state or UT. The second phase will be of population enumeration in February 2027. This will be the first census by digital means in the country where data will be collected using mobile applications that will be available for both Android as well as iOS versions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the world is under churn and there have been overarching developments that could redefine global order itself. In his remarks at the India Weimar format meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said that churn has been witnessed in the Indo-Pacific for quite some years now. He appreciated the invitation for the Weimar format meeting where his counterparts from France, Germany and Poland participated. The External Affairs Minister said that the discussions were largely centered on India-European Union relations, the Indo-Pacific and the Ukraine conflict. He pointed out that India's relationship with the European Union and Europe has been the most room to grow now. Meanwhile, Dr. Jaishankar has said that France is among India's oldest strategic partners and as two nations committed to multipolarity, working together is important for stabilizing the global politics at this stage. In his opening remarks during the meeting with the Foreign Minister of France, Jean-Noël Barrot, in Paris, Dr. Jaishankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship.
France is amongst our oldest strategic partner, the first in Europe. Our particular meeting takes place in the larger context of considerable global uncertainty. We must and we are making full use of the various mechanisms we have in different domains, a productive exchange of views on global and regional issues.
The government has approved more than 390 crore rupees to upgrade the Duggara to Gunkhal section of National Highway 534 in Pori, Uttarakhand. In a social media post, Road, Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that under this project, the 18.1 kilometer section will be developed into a two-lane road with paved shoulders. Mr. Gadkari said that the purpose of this project is to improve connectivity between Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh. In Tamil Nadu, PMK has joined National Democratic Alliance ahead of Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy announced the inclusion of PMK in the NDA at the press briefing in Chennai alongside PMK Chief Ambumani Ramadas. Mr. Palaniswamy said that they are already in an alliance with the Bharatiya Janata Party and expressed the possibility of including more parties in their bloc. BJP President JP Nadda will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal beginning today as the party intensifies its preparations for the assembly elections this year. During his visit, he will hold a core committee meeting of the party's West Bengal unit and interact with several district-level party leaders. Tomorrow, Mr. Nadda will attend official meetings related to his union ministry. Delhi police has conducted focused verification drive to identify and take action against illegal Bangladeshi immigrants. In this regard, Delhi police has apprehended five persons near Mangolpuri railway line who are residing in the country after expiry of their Indian visas. Police informed that during questioning, none could produce valid identity or travel documents. ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures has been announced. 10 teams will compete for the last four spots in the tournament during the Global Qualifier Tournament scheduled in Nepal from 14th of January to 1st of February. And that is the end of this news bulletin.